one ha'ara. I just want to preface the ha'ara by thanking Menachem Wilimowski. But one ha'ara, and it's a Reb Kiva Eger. This Reb Kiva Eger is in Shaios Tshuvos Reb Kiva Eger. It's a Madura Tinyana. It's Simen Kuf Chav Tes. And really, it's a Kushya Atzuma that was asked by the Shoyal to Reb Kiva Eger. And the reason we're speaking this out is, number one, because it's a Kushya Atzuma, but also it very much ties into Reh that we spoke about last week. And that is, the Shoyal asked Reb Kiva Eger the following question. It says in the Torah, Maka Ava V'imay Mois Yumas. Now we know that means that if someone's Maka Ava V'imay and he's Oysach Habura, he's going to be Chayiv Stam Misa, which is Chenik. But the Gemara in the Shakla V'Tariya, in real time, until it came to the Maskana, entertain the possibility that maybe Maka Aviv Imay Mois Yumas means that a child is Chayiv Chenek for killing his father or for killing his mother. Meaning, Ema Adakotel Nikto. Maybe he actually has to kill him. So the Gemara's first reaction was, it can't be. Why? Because if somebody kills a random person, a regular Ritzach is Chayiv Saif. Maka Aviv Imay is Chayiv Chenek. Chenek is less Chama than Saif. So it'd be as if the Torah is saying that if somebody kills Aviv Imay, his Oynish is actually going to be less than the Oynish of killing a regular person, right? It's impossible. But the Gemara says, yeah, that's a good Ha'ara. That's a good comeback. That makes this Kasha dead on arrival if you hold that Saif is more Chama than Chenek. But according to Reb Shimon, that holds that Chenek is more Chamer than Saif. So maybe Maka Ava V'imay Mois Yumas means that the child killed his father or his mother. And what the Torah is saying is that although ordinarily a Reitzeach is Chayef Saif, this Reitzeach is Oynish is going to be upgraded. And instead of him Chayef Saif, he's going to be Chayef Chenek. That was the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara said, I hear. And based on that, the Gemara had to really go in a direction to try to answer this Kasha. So the Shoyal, whose name was Reb Feivel Tuumen, he asked Reb Kiva Eger a Bomba Kasha. He said, I want to ask you a question. So you're telling me the Gemara at this point, right, freeze the screen, has a havamina, that when it says makov of ima maisumas, it means a child that kills his father. I would narrowly write seach is chayef saif. Yeah, but this is his father. And because it's his father, here it's going to be more chamer. It's not going to be saif. It's going to be chayef. Makes sense, right? You kill a regular person, chayef saif. You kill your father, it's more stringent. And as a result, you're going to be chayef chenek. Fake the shoyel. How do you know that this man, that this person killed, is really his father? So a child killed his quote-unquote father. How do you know he's his father? The answer is, it's Gemara Chulun Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says, being that Roiv Bilas Achar Abal, so Roiv teaches me that you're allowed to assume that for sure, if this is your mother's husband, so presumably, this is your father. But the Shoyal said that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Tois is born on Daf Peyamid Beis, where Rabbeinu Tam said that even though on Kol HaTayru Kula Achir Rabam Lahatois, but you're not allowed to use a Roiv to give a person a Misa Chamura over the Misa than he otherwise would have gotten. Right, what was the case for Rabbeinu Tam? Haniskolim Ben Israfim, with the Niskalman and the Nisrafim all got Samish. So the Allah is Yadunu b'misakala. Freit Rabbeinu Tam, why misakala? It should be Pitab Raif. So whatever the Raif is, that's what it should be. And Rabbeinu Tam said his grace you saw that it repeats elsewhere in Shas, and that is that you don't use Pitab Raif to upgrade a person's Misa. A person's Misa, whether he's Chai Misa or not, Raif can do. But to dictate which Misa, that Raif's already not allowed to do. So Freit the Shayot, Reb Kiva Eger, Reb Feivel Tumim. If that's the case, what was the Gemara's Havamina, the Makkah of Imam Yisumas means? He killed his father, and Kamash Malon, that his Misa gets upgraded from Saif until Chenek. How do you know he's his father? It's only based on Raif. So basically, you're using the Raif to say that instead of getting Saif, you should get Chenek. Ein Holchin, Acher HaRaif, when it comes to determining what Misa a person is supposed to get. So Kidega wrote back, Yishmaka Kasha, but I have four terutzim to this Kasha. That's what Kidega wrote back. I have four terutzim to this Kasha. I'll mention two. The first, which is the most obvious, Reb Kiva Eger said, is that the reason Rabbeinu Tam said that you can't use Roiv to determine what Misa a person is supposed to get is because there's no Makar. Meaning, Rabbeinu Tam felt that in the Makar of Achir Rabban Lahatois, there is no Makar that will tell me that Roiv can dictate what Misa a person is supposed to get. If the halacha would have been, said Reb Kiva Eger, that Maka Ova V'imoy Mois Yumas Bechenek, we would say that Dos Alein is the Makar that you could use Roiv to determine what Misa is supposed to get. Meaning, Lefi HaEmes, Rabbeinu Tam is telling you that I know there's a din of Roiv. As far as I'm concerned, that should not include dictating what Misa a person is supposed to get. I certainly don't have a Mefeirish Makar for that. And if that's the case, I can't use Roiv to tell me what Misa's person is supposed to get. If Makar Aviv Imay would mean that the child killed his father, then das alein volt gevein the makar, that there's a concept of going basaroi to take a person from saif to chenek to upgrading a person's misa, and then faket, then Rabbeinu Tam's halacha taka wouldn't be true. But the bottom line is, said Rabbi Kiva, hey, you're the fun riata, that's the muscha rishon. Rabbeinu Tam only said what he said because there is no makar, but a vifol maka of avi imoy would be bechenek davka when you kill, das alein volt gevein the makar. The second teretz that I think is kedai to mention is Rabbi Kivega's third teretz. And this teretz, Rabbi Kivega says, a very, very big yisoid, and Ezra Hashem, it's going to sound familiar. And that is, ok, Rabbi Kivega, that yesh loymar a different mahalach. And that is, it's true Rabbeinu Tam said a yisoid that you can't use roiv to dictate what misas bezin a person's supposed to get. But that would only be an issue if the whole matara of the roiv is telling me what misas bezin the person's supposed to get. But let's say you have a roiv that's going to paskin something. And now I want to cut and paste. I want to broadly apply the roiv. And one of the things that I'm going to apply the roiv to is to what misas bezin a person's supposed to get. It's posh, it said Rabbi Kiva Eiger, that that's something that you would be allowed to do. Meaning, when all the roiv is doing is telling me that instead of giving this person saif, give him chenek. Instead of giving this person Sreifer, give him Skila. I can't use Reif for that. That Rabbeinu Tam said is a rule. That's not something that I'm allowed to do. But when it comes to a Reif, where the Reif is going to have a broader application, and I'm going to now say that, oh, I have a Reif, I'm using the Reif for A, B, and C. I also want to use it now for D, to dictate what Misa the person's supposed to get, to upgrade him from Saif to Chenek, to upgrade him from Sreifa to Skilo. That's something already that I'd be allowed to do. So said Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the skull of Benisrof, in the case of Rabbeinu Tam, it's only Negeo whether this person should get Skilo, should get Sreifa. Two people got mixed up on death row. One of them is Chayv Skilo, the other one is Chayv Sreifa. We can't figure out which is which, right? One person's supposed to get the electric chair, the other person's getting lethal injection. I don't know what's what, right? Okay, so then, all right, it's only negay what Mises Bezdin this person is supposed to get. If it's only negay what Mises Bezdin that this person's supposed to get, Alzen Nemer, Rabbeinu Tam's Yisoid, you can't use the right. But whether or not this child who just hit his father, or he heard it hit some Inish the Alma, it's not only negay whether he should be Chayef Saif now as a regular Itzeh, he should be Chayef Chenek for killing his father. It's Negeir, is he his father? Right, it's Negeir, keep it up. It's Negeir a million things. Is he a father? Is he not your father? Hilchas Yerusha, think about all the dinim that this is Negeir. So said Rabbi Kiva Eger, this Roiv is already in Avekishtal to Roiv. Roiv Bilasachar about Paskins as a tata. Once we Paskin is a tata, so that's it, he's your father. And we can avad apply that Roiv to dictate which Misa. If the whole heft of the Roiv is to tell you which Misa, Al Zen Nemar, the Chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. But that Roiv over here of Roiv Bilasachar about, not only, that's what Roiv Bilasachar about. Telling you that you should get chenek instead of saif if you kill him. No, he's telling you he's your father. Where's it again? Your father learned your day. Simen reish mem and go from there. You'll see where it's negay. There's a lot of different halachas, and being that it's negay, all these different halachas. Avada said Reb Kiveger over here. This yisoid is not going to apply. Reb Kiveger, I'll prove it to you. He says if you need proof, I'll prove to you this chiddush. So I'll prove it to you. A father has an obligation to do pinyan aben for his son. Right? He has an obligation to do pinyan aben. We can even slap money out of him. Maybe. Maybe he's not his father. Right? And by the way, you'll talk about his roif. What do you mean, roif bilasachar abal? Ein hocha mamon achar roif. We paskin like Shmuel. Ein hocha mamon achar roif. So how are you going to go based on a roif bilasachar abal to be mechayiv the father to do pinyan aben? What it happened to ein hocha mamon achar roif? The Torah says ein hocha mamon achar roif. Zok Rav Kiva Eger. That's when the roif is paskin in dine mamonis. This roif is not paskin in dine mamonis. The roif is paskin in gazeres the tata. Once he's the tata, so immediately he's chayiv and pinyan aben. The roif over here said Rav Kiva Eger is paskin in as the tata. Once he's the tata, there could be a chayiv chenek. Rabbeinu Tam's roif is paskin in which means his best in his chayiv. This Roiv is not telling me, it's an application of it, but it's not paskining the Misa. This Roiv is paskining what? This Roiv is coming to paskin, which that he's the father. Once we paskin that he's the father, at that point, it's not going to be the game. The emes is, it's Pashat, that this Reb Kiva Eger's Teretz would also be Miyashiv, the Kushyus HaOilam that the Oinig Yontiv brings. Right, the Oinig Yontiv brings the Kushyus HaOilam. Very similar Kasha to the Shoyles Kasha Reb Kiva Eger. All these Kashas are very, very similar. The Oinig Yontiv brings the Kushyus HaOilam, and that is, the Halach is a Bas Koyin, that's Mizana, is Chayiv Sreifa. Eishesish, that's Mizana, gets Chenek. We just saw it in our Mishnah. But the Bas Koyin, she already gets Reifa. Not the Zoymeme Bas Koyin and not the Boyle Bas Koyin, right? All in the Mishnah that we just learned. But the Bas Koyin alone, she gets Reifa. Is Makshin Oilam, how could you give a Bas Koyin Reifa? How do you know she's a Bas Koyin? Oh, because the father, Rabbeinu Tam, said that you can't go basra. It's mam is the same kasha, mamish. The teretz is because again the roiv is not paskining straight. For the roiv is paskining as the tata. Once he's the tata, so good. So the tata's a goyin, and you and me, so vio he mechalalas. Memela, you're gonna end up getting strafen. Now again, if this Reb Kivega sounds familiar, it's because this Reb Kivega we've spoken about many times over the years, the meshech adoris, and it's in another Chuvas Reb Kivega. It's funny, the two Chuvas Reb Kivegas don't talk to each other. It's two separate Chuvas that he wrote to two different gedolei Yisrael with regards to two bumba kashas that were asked. But the other one is in Simen Kuf Ches, and this was asked in the context of the sugi of Takfu Koyin. So we're not going to go into Takfu Koyin now, but if you remember the case, right? Kofatz Echam and Aminuyin. So somebody was doing Maisa Behema, and then one of the animals that he counted already jumped back in. So the Aloch is Kulam Peturois, right? Because once you count an animal, you can't count it a second time. So you can have 100 animals in and knocks it out. Because if one of these is an animal that's part of a Maisa Behema, you can't have Maisa Behema. So all the Rishayim asked the kasha, why don't you say Bittel Beroy? You have 100 of them that are not Menuyim. One is a Manu. Okay, so why is this different than any Chulin Yerideya case? So say Bittul B'Rosh, since you do with the Rosh. What did the Rosh say? The Rosh said, because even though it's true, the Taisus Rosh, that there's Aloch of Roy, but Roy doesn't make Vaday. Right, Roiv is midei sveik aloi nafka. And being that when it comes to Ma'is Behemah, there's a din of Asiri Vadai, v'loi Asiri Safik, so therefore, even though there's a Roiv won't give you Vadai, therefore you won't be able to be mafish Ma'is Behemah. So, Kiveger in the Tshuva asks, he said, if that's the case, let me ask you a kasha. Taloch is a treifa, an animal that's a treifa is possible in Ma'is Behemah. So, Victor, Kiveger, how can you ever be mafish Ma'is Behemah? You should never be able to be mafish Ma'is Behemah. Because maybe the animal that you want for Ma'is Behemah is going to be a treifa. Also, you'll tell me because roiv animals are not treifas, right? That's how you like to drink milk. Why you like to drink milk? Oh, it's because roiv animals are not treifas, right? You can't drink milk of a treifa. It's based on a roiv. But you tell me you can't go bust a roiv when it comes to ma'aseh behemah. That's the rosh. Because asiri vada v'lei asiri safik. Zok Reb Kivega, this vart. He says, it's true, there's a halacha, the asiri vada v'lei asiri safik. That means that if you want to use a roiv to paskin right now, yeah, shaykh to ma'aseh behemah or not shaykh to ma'aseh behemah. I can use a roiv for that. Because asiri vada v'lei asiri Suffolk, and even when there's a roiv, they sveik aloi nafka. But as it relates to an animal, is this a treifa, not a treifa? It's not only negei a ma'aseh behemah. It's negei. Is it a kosher animal? It's negei. Can I milk it and put the milk in my coffee? So being that it's negei a yeah treifa, this treifa, grada, I'm going to apply it now to the laws of ma'aseh behemah. That's not. This is the yisoid Reb Kivega says in Tshuvas Kuf Ches. It's all in Madura Tinyana. The other one is in Kuf Choftes. This grossy yisoid from Reb Kivega. But the emes is just to come full circle. Right, we're almost up to Perek Chelek, so we're going to be learning Agadita for the next month. So just to come full circle, and that is, we spoke out the other day, a Kushya Atzuma from the Beis Yitzchak. Remember the Beis Yitzchak's Kasha? Beis Yitzchak has the Kasha that the Mishnah says, and daf pei alef amen alef. Mishan is chai b'shnei misis bezen, nidu b'chamur. What was the case? The case was where somebody was already nigmar dinoi in Bezdin, that is Chayev Misakala, let's say it's Chayev Chenek, and now all of a sudden, two Edom come, and they want to be Mechayev Im Skila. Okay? So the Halach is, Mishan is Chayev, Shnei Misa is Bezdin, Nidim Mechamura. Meaning, if now he does Skila, he gets upgraded from Chenek to Skila. What was the Chiddush? The Chiddush was, he was already a Gavr Ketel, they already passed in this Chayev Chenek, so make a tesi, you can judge him again. Kamash Mulan, that we judge him again. Freak the Heilige Beis Yitzchak, he said, a bomba fin Akasha. He said, I want to ask you, this Gavri Ketela, who was already Chayv Chenek, when they passed in this Chayv Skila, had they determined he was Chayv Skila? Well, there was a Sanhedrin Ketana, there was a Bezdin Shalchav Gimel, and Roiv of the Bezdin said that he's Chayv Skila. Right? It had to be Roiv, by the way. Couldn't be all of them, because if all the Dayanim say Chayv Yizaka. So the case is where it was Roiv. That means you're using Roiv, Achri Rabam Lahatis, to do what? You're using Roiv, Achri Rabam Lahatis, to change his Misa from the Misa Kala, which is Chenek, to the Misa Chamura, which is Skiva. Rabbeinu Tam said you can't use Roiv to change a person's Misa. So how could it be that Mishan is Chayv Shnei Misas Bezdin is in the Bechamura if it was already Nigmar Dina for the Misa Kala? Now we're given the Misa Chamura, you're using Roiv, you're using Nachri Abba Mahatos. You can't use a Roiv to change a person's Misa. So we shtel to the Oinig Yontif in Simen Dalet, where the Oinig Yontif said to answer the Kushyas HaOilam of Bas Koyen. What the Oinig Yontif say? What's the Yisoid of Rabbeinu Tam? The Yisoid of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said you can use Roiv to change Misa. What? Stam, there's like a Chayk, this is a Paraduma, Chatnis, it's possible. Of course it has a pshat. The word is because Roiv can take away chesroinus. Rav can't shtel two milah. This is the rav we spoke about last week. It can't give a milah. And in order for a person to be chayav misas bezin, it would have to be nigmar dinoy that he's chayav that misa. So to get skila, you would need a gmar din of skila. To get sreifa, you need a gmar din of sreifa. Rabbeinu Tam held that bittel b'rav can't shtel two a gmar din. If it can't shtel two a gmar din, so mail is not going to be the gayav. So said, you can use rav. You want to tell me you can't use rav? Avadi, you can use rav to determine what misa. If rav could tell you whether he's chayav misa, rav could tell you instead of chena, give him skila. What did Rameiru Tam mean in Haneskolim in Nisrofin? He meant in a taruvis you can't use roiv. Because for the taruvis, to use the roiv, you would need that the taruvis kichtautsu the gmardin. That the miut will get the gmardin, the milo, I mean, so to speak, the milo of the roiv. And that's not something that bitl b'roiv can do. But as it relates to roiv bila sachar abala baskoin that gets shreifa, to know that her father's a father, even though it's based on a roiv, avada for that, you would be able to do that. So we said it's Pasha. That would be the Eitzah for the Beis Yitzchak's Kasha as well. Beis Yitzchak has the Kasha. How could the second Gemar Din alter the Misa? The second Gemar Din is working with a Rive. You can't use a Rive. Of course you can use a Rive. You just can't use a Bittel Rive. Because there, the Bittel is going to need to shtel to the Gemar Din. That's not something you can do. But your classic Rive Deis, your classic Akhir Rabban Lahatis, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to do it. So we mentioned that the Einig Yontif himself answered the Kushis Oilim about Bas Koy. We shtelled it through to the Beis Yitzchak. It's Pasha. This Yisoida, the Inuyant, would answer Reb Kivega's kashas, or the Shoyal's kashas to Reb Kivega. And that is what was the Havim of the Gemara, the Mach of the Imoy, Mois Numas is talking about. We killed his father. And you'll tell me, Lamando, Amar Chenek is more chamor. Be that you only know that he's his father based on Roy Bila Sachar Abal. So if it's only based on Roy Bila Sachar Abal, you're using Roy to go from Saif to Chenek. There's a father you're allowed to use a Roy Bila Sachar Abal. You're allowed to use a Roy. You just can't use the Bittelber Roy. You can't stout through the Gmardin. That was the Oini Yontes you saw. That's what's not going to be okay. So again, just to make the recap, basically, the recap of the last part of this, the Oini Yontes in Simon Dalit, who said the Pshat in Rabbeinu Tam, that you can't use Bittel b'roiv and Haneskolim and Nisrofin to give the miut the misas bezdin of the roiv is not based on some obscure make no sense halacha that says roiv doesn't work to determine what misa a person's supposed to get. It's because in order for the miut to get the misas bezdin of the roiv, we would need that the roiv is saying ki'ilu there's a gmar din on the miut. Roiv can't shtel tzu gmar dins. It can't do that. It can remove issues. Some of you not let it eat, we'll make believe that lav doesn't exist. But to give it a milo, to isefes milo, said the Oinu Yontif in his grace, and he said, that's not something you can do. L'chayr, it answers three bombakashas. I mean, these are all fun kashas. Three bombakashas. The first kash is the kushis so that the Oinu Yontif himself answered, and that is every baskoyin gets shreifa as opposed to chenek. How could you upgrade the Bas Koyin from Chenek to Sreifa because she's a Bas Koyin? You only know she's a Bas Koyin because her father's a Koyin. You only know the father's a Koyin based on Roy Bila Sachar Abal. Rabbeinu Tam said you can't use Roy to give a person a Mohammed Gemisa. It answers the Beis Yitzchak's Kash. Beis Yitzchak's Kash was Misha Neschayv, Shtei Misa's Bezdin, Nidim Mechamura. What's the case? The Gemara said the case is where there was a Gemar Din on the Misa Kala, and now there's another Gemar Din on the Misa Chamura. That second Gemar Din happened through Roy Dayonim. So you're basically using the Roy Dayonim, the Achir Rabba Mahatois, to go and to tell me that instead of getting the Misa Kala, get the Misa Chamura. Rabbeinu Tam said you can't use a Roy to go from a Misa Kala to a Misa Chamura. And the Shoyal's Kasha and Reb Kivega's Tshuva and Simon Kuf Chav Tes, where the Shoyal asked Reb Kivega that the Gemara held that according to Reb Shimon that holds that Chenek is more Chamur than Saif, maybe Mak of the Imam Maisumam is talking about where he killed his father. And what we're saying is that even though a regular Etzech only gets Saif, but a Mak of the Imam gets Chenek, so the Shoyal asked Reb Kivega, so you're basically telling me that because he's his father, his Misa is more Chamur. How do you know he's his father? It's based on Roy. You can't use Roiv to go from Saif to Chenek. You can't use Roiv to upgrade the Misa. The answer to all three of these caches very, very much would be the Oinig Yontif in Simen. Again, they got four terutzim to this kasha, and some of the answers answer some of the kashas. The Yontif answers all the kashas, right? The Yontif would answer all three of these kashas. The whole Yusei Rabbeinu Tam was only because you can't have the Roiv give the Gemar Din of the Roiv onto the Mir. That's the issue over there. And that's only true in the case where there was a Taruvois of Neskolim and Nisrofen. But in the case of the Baskoyin, or in the case of Misha Neschayv, Shtei Misa's Bezdin, or in the case of Mak of the Imoy, the Roiv over there is Roiv Bila Sachar Abal, the Roiv over there is Achir Rabam Lahatis. We're not working with a Bittel B'Roiv, where you need the Roiv to Shtel Tzu a certain Maila to the Mir. Over there, it would not be an issue.